Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita and Olivia. We're both sitting here together ready to share some great travel information, some great destinations tips. We bring a little bit of everything, Olivia. As long as it's about travel, we want to talk about it.
We definitely do, and today we have kind of fun theme, a marathon of sorts.
We do have a marathon, and I think it's time that we really start sharing with people some of the things that we're working on. I guess you could kind of say behind the scenes, or, you know, on our time off from the mics.
Yep.
We are working on really taking something that's very dear to us, and that is the quarter miles that we always bring in the fourth quarter, the fourth segment of the show. We're looking at turning that into its own thing and creating a podcast. And not only looking into it, we're working on it. We're doing it.
We're doing the work. We're putting in the work. And, you know, after doing this segment for over a year at this point, we've discovered that, you know, there's even more to each state quarter design than we can fit in a single segment.
It really is, and it's such a unique way, I think, also, too, to highlight the beautiful states that we have right here in the U.S. And so often people will say, you know, where are you going? You must be going somewhere exotic. Well, they're thinking that my answer is going to be, yes, Rome or Paris or London, you know, somewhere exotic, Thailand or somewhere, you know, that, of course, those are all great places.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with them. But we have so many beautiful things that you can see and do right here in the USA.
Yes, I mean, through this segment, I think there's been a lot of encouragement towards the national parks, which is always fun. And, you know, they have a lot of themed activities throughout the year and free days. So it's a good idea if you want to travel on a budget, affordable travel. But we've also discovered some really interesting stories, you know, kind of outside of the box that you may not think about and, you know, may spur the adventure of a lifetime right here in the States.
Exactly. And that is really what we're aiming to do. So quarter miles, just to bring everyone up to, you know, kind of up to par with, you know, with what the whole segment is about, is just based on the U.S. Mint state quarters that came out, quite a few years ago. And people were just going around collecting them. There were little booklets, and it was a really great project for schools to get involved with to make sure kids were understanding our, you know, United States and what each state had to offer, what history is in each state. So it was really just a great learning opportunity. So we are taking that a little bit further and saying it's also a great travel opportunity that you can be inspired by just a little old quarter that's in your pocket, or you may even have it between the sofa cushions.
Yep.
You may find a quarter there, but that you can be inspired to go somewhere just based on that. So what happened with the U.S. Mint is that they went to each state and said, well, what should we highlight when we talk about your state on the back of your state quarter? And they were introduced into the, you know, circulation, the money circulation, kind of individually, so they had a chance to kind of do their own shine. But the states came back with what they felt was either iconic, historic, or just something really special that highlights what their state is all about. So that's what Quarter Miles is about. It's about us taking that and then making it into travel itinerary.
Yes, and as we've learned, and as the listeners may learn in the podcast, it, in some cases, in some states, the debate about which design, which monument would represent the state, it got kind of heated.
Well, I would definitely think that that was the case, because when you think about, most states have different areas. You know, you have, you know, one area that's saying, well, hey, you know, we have this iconic this. And someone else saying, well, we have, you know, people that did some really magnificent, spectacular things in this area. So I can only imagine.
Right. I mean, just in Georgia, we have such a diverse landscape. You know, we have the coast and the swamps and the countryside and the city. But luckily, everybody could agree on the peach.
Well, hey, it is called the Peach State. So.
Yes. And you'll find peach tree this or that pretty much everywhere in the state. So it makes sense.
Yes, especially if you're driving. There's a Peachtree Street, you know, just wait. If you have a foul one, you will find two or three. But now, I think, you know, for today's show, why don't we just maybe kind of jumpstart the podcast and talk about a couple of states that we haven't talked about, because it's amazing when we first started this, we were like, oh, we'll blow through those 50 states, you know, no problem. And that has not been the case.
No, it hasn't.
We still have quite a few to cover.
Yeah, even after today, we will still have a few. And there are also quarters for different U.S. territories.
That is true.
Such as Puerto Rico. So we can, you know, go beyond the states as well. And so far, we've kind of gone along the U.S. border I'd say. So a lot of the states that we haven't covered yet are in the Midwest.
Well, let's jump in. So what state do you want to talk about?
First, let's talk about Iowa and its state quarters released in 2004, engraved by John Mercanti. And the design is actually based on a painting by an Iowa artist, Grant Wood. And the painting is titled Arbor Day. Now on the quarter, there's a schoolhouse. And then outside of the schoolhouse, you see a teacher and students planting a tree outside. And there's also an inscription, Foundation in Education. And if you don't recognize the name Grant Wood, he was born in Anamosa, Iowa, and was best known for his American Gothic paintings depicting life in the rural Midwest. And perhaps his most famous painting is titled American Gothic, and it's the famous farming couple, you know, staring very seriously, holding the pitchfork. A lot of people have, you know, recreated that painting, but he inspired the state quarter.
Well, you know, that's fantastic, and I think that's one of those iconic things because most people do know that, and you're right. Other people have done their interpretations of it as well. Because you can really say that the design really highlights Iowa's commitment to education from the very beginning, when Iowa became a state in 1846. So there were already several rural country schools throughout the area, and Iowa also established its first high school in the 1850s. So that pretty much says to me that's pretty dedicated to education.
Yes, they're very proud of being ahead of the curve on education, because for the rest of the country, high schools weren't really common until after 1900.
See, that's amazing. So yeah. 50 years ahead of time.
Yes.
Hey, they're pretty smart out there.
They must be, yeah. And they do kind of highlight the connection between education and allowing for the advancement of agriculture, technology, all of those things coming together.
Yeah, because the Iowa Rural School Museum in Old Boat, they restored to a Victorian look, it's sort of its original look that it had in 1883.
Yes, there are a lot of restored and preserved schoolhouses and rural schools throughout the state that you can tour. So I thought that might be an interesting theme if you want to travel around Iowa and look at the old schoolhouses. And so this one, the Rural School Museum, represents the over 12,000 schools that were part of this rural school system and helped shape rural development as a whole, like I said earlier. So you can see the globes that they used back then, the atlases and different books that were part of their education. You can see the original desks that were used in the 1800s, and also learn about how they incorporated life skills like observation, sewing, music. Those were also part of schoolhouse academics. So that's neat to see that was part of, you know, education even back in the 1800s.
And I really love a museum where you can go and actually kind of feel and touch those things that were part of history, because you can actually sit in those double desks. I always like when you can go to a museum and see those. And they were used all the way back to the early 1800s.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
And I feel like, you know, in school today, a lot of the stories that we remember, like Little House on the Prairie, the Oregon Trail, you know, that may bring you back to that time.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there are tons of other ones that you can see as well, right? There's some other museums.
Yes, another one would be the Abbey Creek School Museum in Mount Vernon, another one-room schoolhouse. And this one is believed to be the oldest standing one-room brick schoolhouse in Iowa. It was constructed back in 1856. And on the school grounds, of course, is also Abbey Creek. That's where its name comes from,
yeah.
And this creek provided the drinking water for the school. The original tile that was used to collect the water is still in place. And in the winter, students would ice skate on that frozen creek. Maybe maybe they learned it was not so safe to do, but that's what they used to do back then.
Well, hey, it's a great way to have a little bit of fun in the winter, get out and get a little exercise in. And then there's a Grant Wood scenic byway that takes you through a patchwork of farmlands, limestone bluffs, three rivers, so you can feel as though you've kind of stepped back into one of those Grant Wood paintings. I would think that would be kind of fun as well. You know, we're always looking for those Instagrammable moments so we can take
yes.
a good picture.
And along the way, there are plenty of museums, historical sites, wineries, and antique shops all along that 80-mile route.
Well, that is fantastic. I really love, love, love this one. And hey, Iowa's got a lot, so we need to definitely put that on our list of places.
Iowa's on our list.
Iowa's definitely on our list. And I would think for the teachers as well, a great one for that.
Yeah.
Now, we've come down to the end of this segment, but when we come back, we have another state. So you guys have to stay tuned to see what next state is coming up. This is Travel Bags with Anita, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website, SaploIslandBeachVacations.com.